الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال تعالى: والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before carrying on, we all read three times قل هو الله. Pass the ثواب to مولانا مفتي سعيد بعلن پوری صاحب رحمة الله عليه، علامة خالد محمود صاحب رحمة الله عليه. And thought came today, if you think it's good, and every day hopefully all of us got a time when we make isali sawab for our parents, our ustads. Every day whatever we read, then we pass that to them, and if we don't have, then we should have it. And what thought came, if you think it's all right, we can also include it on that day. All the Muslims in the world who have passed away, we make for them. We do make lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat, but particularly that day they need it a lot. Just when they have gone, they need it a lot. So if we make niyat for all who have passed in this day and night in the whole world, all Muslims who have passed away, pass the sawab to them also. On one time, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was on his way to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Hijaz Muqaddas. He stopped over in Bombay for 2-3 days. Then the second or third day, he called his close friends, his khulafa, the khadims, and he told them, see, I'm here now, second day or third day. And every day, I've sent whole Quran Sharif's sawab to all the people, marhumin of Bombay. And he said, it's my habit, whichever place I go to, town, city, whichever place, then I make one Quran Sharif's sawab, I pass to all the marhumin. Then he explained, to read the whole Quran Sharif, it won't be so easy, but three times Qul Hu Allah is the whole Quran Sharif sawab, on the words of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which there is no doubt whatsoever. So easy. Allah give us tawfiq also when we're traveling also. Any town we go to, we pass through any town, three times Qul Hu Allah, pass the sawab to the marhumin of that town. And perhaps all the nearby areas also. Like that we are doing to all mu'mineen, mu'minat. But since we are there, especially to them. And this will bring us a lot, source of great barakat for us also in our lives. A lot of goodness will come into our lives. And also one thing, Allah give us tawfiq, that normally it seems, hopefully I am wrong, but all this news we get is just a news item. Like Mufti Saeed Palanpuri passed away, we maybe say one or two words. But let us think for ourselves, all who are listening, that did we make Isali Sawab for Hazrat Mufti Saab? Or anyone else that we hear about? Every day there are funerals we are hearing. Sometimes it's family, sometimes friends, sometimes town people, whoever. And these are great, great ulama. And their ihsan on the ummah is so great. It is our duty that we should make Isali Sawab. Allama Khalid Mahmood Saab Rahmatullah Ali is a alim of very great caliber. So we ask ourselves, did I make Isali? Or we just took it a news item, or we just, oh, he passed away. And or something like that. So we should. And we should also make dua where, hopefully we do make dua for the family, that Allah give them sabr. And when usually old people pass away, the family have got sabr already. They already were in that mood and that. But to look after the family also we should make dua. Especially when a young mother passes away, young father passes away, leaves wife with 2-3 children, or the mother passes away, 4-5 small children she has left, that Allah be the wakil and kafil of the family also. That Allah look after them. And there, how much then we can, if we, Allah has put us in that financial position, we should also try to help and look after, not only if it's our immediate family, more so. But even if it's any Muslim, wherever, if we can, we should try and help out. Where is the card funds? We give the card. Otherwise, if Allah has given us, then use our own money, lillah money, and help out the people also. But at least dua we should make. That everyone has got dua. That Allah be their wakil, kafil, Allah be their guardian, their protector, Allah look after them. Because many times we find people who serve the community also, then when they have passed away, then there is nobody to look after the family. Sometimes after, for a beginning, sometimes somebody does something, afterwards nobody is there, but Allah is there for everyone. So we should always make this du'as. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. These two ayats which I have read from the 18th supara, the first ayat, and then Allah Ta'ala says in that ayat, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers have already become successful. So one is the quality of iman which must be in there. And then Allah explains a number of qualities which the mu'mineen have got, by which they have become successful. First quality Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, who got khushu, khudu, concentration, devotion in their namaz. Then Allah explained all other qualities, and at the end, the last ayat, again Allah about namaz, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, who protect their namaz. That means the times, so that those who are reading all their namazes, the quality, the quantity, that all our namazes we are reading. And then the quality also, khushu, khudu, the inside of, the outside of namaz also, the inside of namaz also. So namaz is a very, very great command. Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, many times used to say that let us all get together and try and make alive one command of Allah, 100% in the ummah. That the quality of namaz, if that can come alive in the ummah. So we should try for that. And what we hear, people give statistics, Allah knows the exact numbers, but what we hear, that about 90% of the ummah don't make namaz at all. About 10% make, and that also in there, some of them just like casual namaz. Sometimes we went for asar, sometimes we went for maghrib, isha, fajr, we are very weak generally, the ummah. And then those who are five times namazi, what percentage is being told is a very small percentage. And in that again, the quality of our namaz, those of us who regard ourselves, or who people regard that they are regular with namaz, he's a namazi. But our namazes also are still wanting. There is a lot of correction and improvement that is required. Even as we are also such, that for small excuses also, we will perhaps miss our namaz, make it qaza, or maybe with jamaat we don't read it, or we don't read it in the masjid, and just for our inspiration, how our elders, Allah reward them, how much they looked after the namaz. Like for example, Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, of Saharanpur, he was so particular about his namaz with jamaat, that in not only jamaat, but in the masjid, and with the jamaat of the masjid. So Deoband is about half an hour away from Saharanpur, 20 minutes, half an hour. And when he had to go, these people travel very little, because the main worry they got is of their namaz. Many of our buzurgs are such, whenever they had to travel, first thing, what's going to happen about our namaz? That this namaz time will come, that namaz time will come. For us, it's not a big issue. We'll make namaz on the way, we'll make it at a garage, and 100% it's correct. There's nothing wrong with it at all. But just for our inspiration, that we can at least understand where we are when we think we are pious, and that I'm a namazi, and I'm a very good namazi, so we can think. So he had to travel to Deoband, and for how long, he found out all the details of the buses when they go, the trains when they go, everything. Why? Just for one reason, that not one of his namaz he misses in the masjid, with the jamaat of the masjid. So particular they used to be. And one time some madrasa mashura was taking place, and then there was a delay. By this time Asr namaz had taken place in the madrasa masjid already. So he knew that another masjid, they make it 5 minutes later. When he went there, it was also over. Another masjid, make it 5 minutes. This is a good setup they have there. Even in Dioban, when we were studying Fajr namaz, Allah make us maafwa, all we are weak, lazy. So when we missed the madrasa masjid jamaat, then there was another masjid very near, about a minute's walk. They make 5 minutes later. If you miss it there, and there's another masjid, a minute's walk, and they make it 5 minutes, so you get it somewhere. So they stagger the times like this. So those who want to make their namazes with jamaat, they do get it. So anyway, so the Asr namaz, he went to the other masjid, about 4 or 5 masjids, everywhere jamaat was made. Then he was told that one place, like a jungle, like in a, not an inhabited place, there is a masjid, and they only make namaz when the musallis come. So when they went there, namaz wasn't still made, Asr, so then they made namaz, he got his namaz with jamaat, takbir ula. Hazrat ji, Maulana Masihullah sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, one time in Barbados, they went, he was there, and for some namaz, he came, and namaz had started already. After namaz, he made, like, there somebody had, like, not one, his whole family, like, passed away. So much of sores he made, that he said, I don't know whenever I missed my takbir-e-ula. Today, I missed my takbir-e-ula. So how they were particular of their namazes. Allah give us tawfiq also. And if this will come, and slowly it comes into our children, into the family, then we can get what we want. We all say today we don't see another Imam Ghazali being born. We don't see another Junaid Baghdadi being born. Today our whole lives are completely different. If we bring that in, then definitely the potential is there. We will have such great, great ulama and such great, great buzurgs and pious people born again. So namaz, Allah give us tawfiq. We make it the object of our lives. Not just that one is that I have to make namaz. Allah make us conscious. I know 5 times namaz is farad, and I have to make my 5 times namaz. So I make it. But one is we make namaz the object of our lives. And one is that we, all our work, I have to go to shop, I have to go traveling, I have to go here, I have to go and see there. So wherever I'll find Zuhr time, I'll make my namaz there. And one is that I think first, Zuhr, where I'm going to make my Zuhr. I plan myself like that. When, alhamdulillah, some of our friends are such, Allah reward them, that when they, anything, whenever they want to leave, where are we going to make Asr? Where will we make Asr, Maghrib, Isha? Till today, alhamdulillah, Allah give us all that fikr. So they've got this fikr. They are women folk with us. Now, if you want to make it at a certain masjid, are there facilities for the ladies or not? You are going to make it another place. Possibility, they have so much of consideration. Traffic, there will be traffic. We won't be able to make it here. So Allah make it. Namaz is a very, very important commandment. And alhamdulillah, all of us are associated, we know, at least Fazail-e-Amal, Fazail-e-Namaz. How Hazrat Shaykh has written of the importance of namaz. Then there are other kitabs also, alhamdulillah, Anwarus Salat is being done. And that also explains to us what namaz is, how great namaz is. Then there is also Mi'rajul Mu'mineen. Also, and many other kitabs also. Allah give us tawfiq also to try and keep a kitab on namaz also, not to take it for granted, I'm a namazi. Normally that is our attitude. I'm a namazi, I make my 5 times namaz, there is no question about that. But really, am I a namazi? In the court of Allah, will I be classified, will I be passed as a namazi? That we have to think. And then we do make our namazes, alhamdulillah, Allah accept. But do we ever think, is this namaz of mine accepted? At the end of namaz, the sunnah dua is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I made a great wrong. I didn't make my namaz properly. Immediately after namaz, Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And if that can come into us, not just the words of it, but Ya Allah, my namaz, I messed it up again. I messed up my namaz. I didn't do it properly. And Hadhraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that as long as a person feels, realizes that I haven't done my namaz properly, that person is progressing. He says the day you feel, today I made a proper namaz, that is the worst namaz in your life. Because nobody can really fulfill the rights of Allah. But our endeavor be there all the time. So Allah Ta'ala make it that namaz, we think that how to get my namaz in order. And namaz be established in my home. We read about Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 24 hours in his house there was somebody reading namaz. Kaaba Sharif, Tawaf takes place 24 hours, Allah make it, open it again and let it be, let the Tawaf carry on, Ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carry on. And we try with the Quran Sharif reading, that 24 hours somebody is reading Quran Sharif. So also with our namaz, if we can have also somehow, for example, in our masjid, we have that 24 hours there are people who make the masjid at least abad. Somebody, for example, from Fajr till Ishraq time. It's not difficult. Many brothers are, Allah make it our masjids open again and all the amal of the masajid start again. Then from, we can make perhaps those also we didn't make qadr of our masjid, and today our masjids, we build them, they are ours, but we are deprived of them. So Allah open it up again and let we, and the center point of Allah's rahmat in any place is the masjid. And from there, rahmat and goodness goes from the masjid. So, and then like for example, from Ishraq till Zawal, till Chash time, somebody is there. From that time till Zuhar, somebody is Zuhar to Asr, Asr to Maghrib, Maghrib to Isha. After Isha, one, two brothers make i'tikaf. So the 24 hours masjid can be abad. And also if we can bring namaz more alive. Namaz is that great ibadat which is our direct connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And also namaz, that we are making namaz, like for example, many people are sitting for i'tikaf, in masajid also, at homes people are sitting, women are sitting, but our namaz, are we thinking of, is my namaz improving or not? We can't reach perfection, but is it improving or not? My namaz of 10 years ago, is my namaz still the same, or have I got a better namaz now? My namaz of 20 years ago, is my namaz improved? That fikr, everything else we got fikr. That my health, 2 years ago I was very sick, today alhamdulillah I'm feeling much better. Or anything, my business also. Before we were doing small business, today we are doing big business. Everything else also, we had a small house, today we got a big house. Our phones, we always want to upgrade. Our cars, we want to upgrade. Our namaz, also we have to try, we have to think that how can I upgrade my namaz also. Make it a more better, more conscious I become of my namaz. And what better time can there be than the month of Ramadan? For example, if we are not reading some nafil namazas, and in Ramadan we try and we make the niyat that Ya Allah, let this namaz of mine carry on now throughout the whole year, my whole life. So what namaz also, that for any namaz, for example, I wasn't making tahajjud, I start now and I make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I'll make tahajjud the whole year now. Forever I'll make tahajjud. Or I was making tahajjud, but just like a slapdash, just up and down, just quick. Now making my tahajjud properly also. And namaz is also such a thing that a person needs a lot of devotion in his namaz also. And preparation for namaz, like the buzurgs who work in this field, and they have made themselves namazis long before they come in the masjid. There are those buzurgs that whenever adhan took place, they were in the masjid already. Those buzurgs that go to any place and for namaz time, they don't ask what time is namaz. They ask what time is adhan. So that they are in the masjid by adhan time. We usually ask what time is namaz. And then we make it just for namaz. Just before namaz we can make it. So one place we were discussing this. So the imam also said that me also, he's the Imam and he's a Baban, mashallah, very good person. But he says, I also just see namaz time and I make sure that I reach here in the masjid just when namaz is going to start. So Allah make it, slowly we upgrade it. Where we are, we try and make it better. And anyone, we can't say that my namaz is now at perfection. It is impossible. We have to be upgrading it all the time. And together with at the end of namaz, the tawbah istighfar we make. Together with that, shukr of Allah. And we're before the namaz time also, when we think I'm going for namaz, or while we are going for namaz, Ya Allah, it's your great favor. You ordained, you made namaz farz. What a great ni'mat of yours. You gave us an ibadat of namaz. The ulama of the great philosophers of Islam who have written on what namaz is, what the postures of namaz are, the ruku, the sajda, every aspect of namaz. For namaz, wudu, cleanliness, etc. And wudu also needs time, and to do it properly. One is our type of, one person told one great alim, that my istinja, I just take water and I just splash it there. Now that is also one type of istinja, but one is a nice proper istinja, with istibra, etc. Using today in our time some tissue paper to make sure that no urine drops come out afterwards, all that worry, and then to make our wudu also, and wudu also, we should try, at least we think about it to try and make it according to sunnah, that we face the qibla, Allah reward those ulama who were instrumental, like some time ago, what we can remember, that there wasn't really concern for the wudu khanas in the masjid also, that they must be facing qibla. But today, almost every masjid, this is the concern. When they are planning the masjid, to make it face Qibla. And then also if we can now, when more consciousness has come, and we can see from that, that how far are we from deen. Most of our masjids, well, where alhamdulillah, the taps we have got, and though we are paying a lot for it, that the water only comes when your hand is there, like that, but you're paying so much for it. Really, the sunnah is to use the mud. If we can come onto that, with the water restrictions in places, various places, alhamdulillah, some masjids have got muds in their wuzu khanas. But still, that wuzu khana is not designed that you can put the mud easily and from there you can take water and make wuzu. The mud is there, but to make wudu from the word the mud is difficult. And at least at home we can try. If possible, try and face Qibla when we make wudu. Usually we don't pay attention, and this has gone to such an extent. Allah make us lot maaf. Makkah, Haramain, Sharifain, the hotels now which are in the hands of all other groups and other people. You sleep, your legs also face the Kaaba, and you are right in Makkah Sharif. In Medina Sharif, and then the toilets also, they also are facing Qibla, and a person doesn't really think about it also. Perhaps he thinks a little, then he tries to sit a little bit at an angle or something, and to get a flat toilet is now out of the question, whereas that was the very markaz from where, especially Medina Sharif, where sunnah said to spread in the world till today also. Unfortunately, the enemy is working, and more unfortunate, we are so fast asleep. We are not worried about it at all. We don't think about it, like we won't even make dua, and we won't have that afsos in our hearts also, that I'm in Medina Sharif, and the toilet is facing Qibla. Even if I do my little, I try my not to face the Qibla. My legs, when I sleep, they are facing Qibla. All this. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that all the preparation of namaz also. And then namaz itself also. Those who are ulama, they know the meaning of the Quran Sharif. We try and pay attention to that meaning also. And then we will see, and especially mashallah, there are so many good readers of the Quran Sharif. And when they read in the Arabic lahja, in the Arabic mode, MashaAllah, that Quran Sharif, Quran Sharif really shakes a person. And a person, then you will see that people will really shake in their namaz. What message Allah is giving. And what, whatever, wherever we read, whether it's the surahs at the end, or whether it is from various portions that we read, what message is given. So Allah brings that also, that we pay that attention. Ruku, sajda, we try and do it properly also. Not just rush through. And inshallah, there will be practical namaz also, practical wudu also, Maulana will be doing. So we let us try and see this and try and adjust and correct ourselves. And we try also to bring it into our lives. So namaz is a very important aspect in our lives. It should be very much alive in our lives, in our homes. Namaz, mashallah, there are many homes where they've got a namaz room also, which shows that they've got worry of namaz. So that is there. Otherwise, one friend of us, mashallah, very conscious of deen. When he visited some business people, and it was namaz time, he wanted to make namaz. So he asked for a musalla. They didn't have no musalla also. They didn't know the direction of the qibla in the shop also. And then he worked on them. And today that whole family is completely opposite. And the amount of mashallah they are in deen also, and doing deeny work also, various places, and conscious of namaz also. So Allah give us that fikr that we work on other people. One friend of ours, an alim, mashallah, like that, if you look at him, you don't think that he's like really any pious alim, mashallah. But he also, his work, Allah give him good health. At the moment his health is not so good. But he should go into business people in their offices to go and teach them Quran. And nobody knew. They were thinking he's going for a business meeting. But every day he should go and teach them Quran Sharif. And in that way make Quran Sharif alive. And Quran Sharif also, that's another complete subject. Allah give us that fikr also, that there are many people in our family that we all still need so much polishing, correction of our Quran Sharif. That we read Quran Sharif correctly. We just carry on, we are reading. One friend of ours, mashallah, he's going to an alim. And he's having his Quran, reading his Quran Sharif and having it corrected. So that fikr also, our namaz also. So with our practical namaz, let us think when that namaz, that really, how am I raising my hands properly? Am I folding them properly? Most of us, unfortunately, hopefully I'm seeing wrong, but usually our hands we don't fold correctly also. And then our ruku also, how we hold our knees. In sajda, that the fingers must be closed and they must be facing qibla. Lot of weakness still. And when that is the condition of our outward namaz, then our inside namaz, and then we wonder also that why these problems in the ummah. If the very, very after iman, the greatest command is of namaz. And if those who are like pious and who are namazis, if our namaz condition is like this, then what can we expect? So we also have to become, every one of us, everyone at his level, we must try and improve, and that we be more of deen. So namaz, we to make niyat, that when that, oh Allah, you have made namaz farad on us, that I'm going for my namaz, and I make your shukr that you have made namaz farad, and that you are giving me the tawfiq of namaz, not that I'm doing a favor to Allah, that who we allow to come into our house. People, otherwise we just meet the person at the door or at the gate. We don't even let him come inside the gate. Who we allow to come in the house. And five times a day, Allah is calling us. And Allah made the system, Allah's system, that the muazzin is calling at the top of his voice in the old days. Nowadays, with the mic, the adhan is related. So we are being called to the masjid. Allah is calling us. What a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. There also we must think, there must be many, mashallah, who used to respond to the call. But did we make shukr to Allah? That you are calling me to your house. You are inviting me to your house. If anyone else invites us, after when we are leaving, we will make his shukr. You invited me. I'm not worth it at all. You thought of me. We will make a phone call again. And when we speak to him, sometime we meet him again, we'll tell him, Allah is calling us 5 times a day. We didn't make shukr. And then how many of us who were not just coming to the masjid? And then we didn't worry about those who are not coming. And perhaps still we not worry those who are not making namaz, who are not coming. So to bring alive the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And at least this one, which Hadraji used to say so much, that made the niyat. And also, when Zambia got its independence, and the law they had made that nobody can live in the villages, country towns. Most of our people, many of our people, like here in South Africa also, we used to live on the farms, lot of people, etc. But when they got the independence, they said all must come into the town. They can't live anymore on the farms. And now they thought that what who are we going to do business? There already, the place is overtraded. And now we're still going there. And they were used to doing their business with the people on the farms, wherever they were. They saw it, the end of their lives now. A businessman, if he can't do business, it's at the end of his life. They were there. They wrote to Hadraji. Hadraji told them, gave them the advice that you people, your forefathers, you people went there for business, with the niyat of business. Now only change your niyat that you are going to stay there for the sake of deen. Allah gave them tawfiq and they complied fully. So much so that when Hadraji came here on his safar, he said, Zambia and Chipata particularly, he said, I have to go there. On our word, those people made amal. And they changed their niyat and they stayed there. And so Hadraji appreciated that from that day. They accepted my mashura. And the result of that was, which we saw, that Allah put the whole economy in the hands of the Muslims. Where they saw that they're going to lose everything, Allah put the whole economy in their hands. And still, till the last what I know, and till now, inshallah, that Damas time, Asr Azan, all shops are closed. Zohar Azan, all shops are closed. Even the non-Muslims know that you want to buy something, now you can't get it. The shops are closed. You'll only, one person, a priest, I don't remember the whole sequence, but let's see. He came from outside to buy something. And when he came, he found that the shops are closed. So he asked, what's wrong? So they said, they're all gone for prayers. He went away to do his some work. He came again. It was Asr time. Again, the shops are closed. What's wrong? Shops are closed again. All gone for prayers again. He was so impressed, he accepted Islam. So, and many cases, the people who are pabund with this Jamaat time, they go away. And the customer comes. And around them there are many other shops. But that customer doesn't go to any other shop. He'll wait there. And he knows that from this shopkeeper, this shop, I will buy from here. And so Allah gives barakat also like that. And many other instances. So really it is that namaz, Allah make it, that we make it our object. Quantity of namaz also, the quality of namaz also. And we make dua that, Ya Allah, till maut, let me go to the masjid. And let me tell my last, and how fortunate so many people. They made their fajr, they made their zuhar, after that they passed through, whichever namaz. But till the last, the namaz they made also. Then more fortunate people who passed away in sajda, who passed away just making salam, and they passed away. So Allah make namaz the object of our lives. And after namaz, after this connection with Allah, to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Duas are readily accepted after namaz. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek Allah's help with sabr also, and with namaz also. So not only our farz namaz, but any problem, 2 rakats of namaz. Then afterwards, this is still just the farz. Then our sunnat-e-mu'akkada, even when we are on safar, if there is no pressing need, make our sunnat. If we have to be traveling and we are keeping people up, no problem. And mashallah, there are those friends of ours also, like there's a flight for early in the morning. The whole journey, they are in ishraq namaz. In nafal namaz, you don't have to face qibla, you don't have to stand also. And they are busy namaz the whole time. So Allah, give us tawfiq also to bring namaz into our lives and make namaz the object of our lives. Very important. And in this month of Ramadan, the niyat also and the du'as also for namaz to come alive in the whole ummah, namaz must become alive. Allah, give us all tawfiq inshallah.